Kentucky lawmakers spent the first week of the 2025 legislative session electing leaders, adopting rules for the chambers, and advancing a high-priority bill on tax reform close to the finish line. Friday marked day four of this year's short 30-day session, and winter weather hasn't hampered the action in Frankfort, where legislators have filed more than 200 bills since the chambers gaveled into session on Tuesday. Proposals touch everything from education and crime to more specific topics like water fluoridation, and they offer a glimpse into the issues lawmakers might look to tackle in the coming months. Majority lawmakers in both chambers have signaled for weeks that tax reform would receive focus early in the session, and the tax bill, House Bill 1, was the only measure to begin moving this week. The legislation is part of a multi-year effort to gradually reduce and eliminate Kentucky's income tax, so long as the state continues to meet certain revenue thresholds. House Bill 1 would cut the state income tax rate from 4% to 3.5% starting in 2026. It cleared the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee on Wednesday and advanced off the House floor on Thursday. The Senate received the bill late Thursday, and the Senate Appropriations Committee took up the measure Friday morning, voting unanimously to send House Bill 1 to the chamber floor for consideration during Part 2 of the session. Amid the tax discussion, the House and Senate are also welcoming a new class of legislators this year. 22 new members were sworn into the General Assembly on Tuesday, including 16 in the House and 6 in the Senate. Under the rules set forth in the state constitution, the Kentucky General Assembly convenes short sessions during odd-numbered years. The calendar calls for 4 session days in January. Then, chambers gavel out until Part 2 begins in February. This year, lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene on February 4th and gavel out sine die on March 28th. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.